Call the roll.
Allen.
Archuleta. Atkins. Bates. Becker. Borges. Bradford. Caballero. Cortese. Daly. Dodd. DeRozzo. Eggman. Glazer. Gonzalez. Grove. Hertzberg. Hueso. Hurtado. Jones. Camlogger. Laird. Leyva. Limon. McGuire. Melendez. Min. Newman. Nielsen. Ochoa Bogue. Pan. Portantino. Roth. Rubio. Skinner. Stern. Umberg. Wieckowski. Wiener. Wilk.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by Senator Caballero, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Hertzberg. Senator Caballero.
Thank you, Madam President. Loving and merciful God, today we pray for that stillness that Pablo Neruda suggests in his poem, Keeping Quiet. Now we will count to 12, and we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for 1 second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their siblings in the shade, doing nothing. If we, for once, could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. Gracious and merciful God, teach us how to be still. Amen.
Thank you. Members, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Good afternoon, members. We are going to move to privileges of the floor. Senator Hueso has some guests up in the gallery. I would like to introduce them now. Hilda Araceli Brown, the municipal president of Playa de Rosarito. Please stand. Welcome. Along with Adriana Zepeda, the director of tourism and conventions. And please stand. And Councilwoman Stephanie Celeste Esquivel Ortiz of Playa de Rosarito. Welcome to the California State Senate. Thank you for joining us today. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. We're now moving to motions, resolutions, and notices. Motion to approve Senate journals without objection. The Senate journals for the week of May 23rd through 27th, 2022 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10C, the following bill is referred to the Committee on Rules. Item 1, AB 1037. Without objection, the following resolution will be placed on today's special consent calendar, ACR 115. Members, we're moving to consideration of the daily file. Second reading. Madam Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1037.
Thank you very much. The second reading has been read. Unfinished business. We are going to move to file item 8, Senator Dodd. And if members, if you can take your seats so we can proceed with our business, that would be great. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 898 by Senator Dodd, an act relating to tribal gaming and declaring the urgency thereof to take effect immediately.
Senator Dodd.
Madam President, members, SB 989 898 is back for concurrence. The bill ratifies amendments to 29 tribal compacts. The amendments to these compacts simply provide either an 18-month or one-year extension to allow tribes to continue to operate their casinos while they continue negotiations with the governor's office on new compacts. No opposition to this bill. I respectfully ask for concurrence in assembly amendments.
Thank you, Senator Dodd. Members, discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Archuleta? Aye. Atkins? Bates? Becker? Aye. Borges? Bradford? Aye. Caballero? Aye. Cortese? Aye. Daly? Aye. Dodd? Aye. Durazo? Aye. Eggman? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Gonzalez? Aye. Grove? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Hueso? Aye. Hurtado? Jones? Camlogger? Aye. Laird? Aye. Leyva? Aye. Limon? McGuire? Aye. Melendez? Aye. Min? Aye. Newman? Aye. Nielsen? Aye. Ochoa Vogue? Aye. Pan? Aye. Portantino? Aye. Roth? Aye. Rubio? Aye. Skinner? Aye. Stern? Umberg? Aye. Wykowski? Wiener? Aye. Wilk? Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen? Atkins? Bates? Borges? Hurtado? Jones? Limon? Stern? Wykowski?
Senator moves the call. Members, we're moving to file item 12. Senator Newman, Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 89 by Senator Newman, relative to state scientists.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, I am pleased to present SCR 89, officially commemorating the month of April as State Scientist Month in California. This resolution pays appropriate tribute to the dedication and professionalism of the state scientists who work on behalf of all the residents of California. California state scientists make critical decisions every day based on rigorous scientific fact-finding that positively impacts the lives and property of all Californians. The California Association of Professional Scientists, also known as CAPS, represents more than 3,000 credentialed, specially trained state-employed scientists working in 81 scientific classifications across more than 30 state departments, and whose members are protecting the public from life-threatening diseases while safeguarding our wildlife and abundant natural resources. It was CAPS members who ensured the continuity of important government programs throughout the pandemic, and who also often served directly on the front lines, putting themselves at risk while protecting the people of California. CAPS also conducts outreach programs to local communities and serves thousands of middle and high school students throughout California by supporting 14 regional science and engineering fairs across the state. State scientists have helped spark a lifelong interest in science for countless California school children, legislators, state employees, and members of the public, and I'm honored to be able to recognize the dedication and professionalism of these remarkable men and women for their invaluable work on behalf of the residents of California. I respectfully ask for your aye vote today.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Members, discussion and debate. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President and Senators. I too rise in strong support of SCR 89 and want to thank my good friend from Fullerton for bringing this forward. There's a saying, science is true whether you believe it or not. And oftentimes as we shape policy here on the floor of the Senate here or over in the Assembly, as we come together to pass laws, we count on scientists to be able to help us make good policy. Because after all, good policy is based on facts. And oftentimes we count on the scientists to actually weigh in on the specific details that we create the framework with the laws that we pass. So it's so very important that we have outstanding scientists working in the public service, working for our state, and also working for the federal government and local governments as well. So I join my good friend from Fullerton in expressing my appreciation, and certainly the appreciation hopefully of all of us, for the scientists who have chosen state service, who have chosen public service, who are out there protecting public safety with good science. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Members, additional debate? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Newman, you may close.
I appreciate the comments of my colleague from Sacramento. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, aye. Atkins, Bates, Becker, aye. Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, aye. Cortese, aye. Daly, Dodd, aye. Durazo, aye. Eggman, aye. Glazer, aye. Gonzalez, aye. Grove, Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, Jones, Camlogger, aye. Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limon, McGuire, aye. Melendez, aye. Min, aye. Newman, aye. Nielsen, aye. Ochoa Bogue, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, Umberg, aye. Wykowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, Atkins, Bates, Borges, Daly, aye. Grove, Hurtado, Jones, Limon, Stern.
Ayes 31, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're moving on to file item 15, also Senator Newman. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 105 by Senator Newman in relative to Arab American Heritage Month.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I am pleased to present SCR 105, which will officially commemorate the month of April as Arab American Heritage Month in California. Since migrating to America, people of Arab descent have shared their rich culture and traditions. They brought with them to America their resilient family values, their strong work ethic, dedication to education, and diversity of faith that have strengthened our democracy. An estimated 3.7 million Americans have Arab roots, and California boasts the largest population of Arab Americans of any state in the country, with approximately 800,000 Californians of Arab descent. I'm very proud to note that the highest concentration of Arab Americans in the state can be found in my district in an enclave known as Little Arabia. Little Arabia sits in a small but vibrant section of West Anaheim, which features many thriving small businesses, including credentialed professionals, travel agencies, halal butcher shops and bakeries, as well as numerous mosques and churches that minister to the Arab American community. Together, they have revitalized the area, both economically and socially. Little Arabia stands as a microcosm of how, for well over a century, men and women of Arab descent have been making valuable contributions to every aspect of American society, including medicine, law, business, technology, government, and culture. Despite their many achievements and longstanding contributions to our state and to our nation, the positive place of Arab Americans in American life has often remained neglected or distorted by the kinds of bigotry and misunderstandings which have sadly been increasingly on the rise in recent years. SCR 105 is part of a broader effort toward creating awareness and paying respect to the hundreds of thousands of Arab Americans who reside in our state while celebrating their achievements and highlighting their commitment and contributions to a peaceful and diverse society. I am respectfully asking for your aye vote today to formally recognize the month of April as Arab American Heritage Month in California.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Members, discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, aye. Atkins, Bates, Becker, aye. Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, aye. Cortese, aye. Daly, aye. Dodd, aye. Durazo, aye. Eggman, aye. Glazer, aye. Gonzalez, aye. Grove, aye. Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, Jones, Camlogger, aye. Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limon, McGuire, aye. Melendez, aye. Min, aye. Newman, aye. Nielsen, aye. Ochoa Bogue, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, Umberg, aye. Wykowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk, aye.
Ayes 32, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're moving on to file item 19, Senator DeRazzo. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 90 by Senator DeRazzo, relative to Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month and the Longest Day.
Senator DeRazzo.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to present SR 90, a resolution that recognizes June 2022 as Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. The SR 90 also recognizes June 21st, with which the summer solstice has been declared the longest day, serves as a time for people to come together to honor those facing Alzheimer's disease with a day of activity and advocacy. Alzheimer's disease is a progressive neurodegenerative brain issue that leads to cognitive decline, resulting in functional, emotional, and behavioral impairment. In California, there are approximately 690,000 residents living with Alzheimer's disease, more than any other state in the nation. This disease is fatal and the third leading cause of death in California today. And it also impacts 1 million Californian spouses, partners, children, siblings, grandchildren, and other relatives who provide unpaid assistance to a loved one. Age is the greatest risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. Research also shows that Alzheimer's has especially impacted communities of color, with predictions that the numbers of Latino and African American Californians living with Alzheimer's will more than triple by 2040. And Asian American or Pacific Islander Californians living with Alzheimer's doubling in that time. While there is no known cure yet, the tireless advocacy of advocates and those whose family members live with this condition impacting their loved ones shows that with continued research and study of the condition, one will be found. Californians who have invested in Alzheimer's research have raised more than $25 million for research into treatments to slow the progression of or cure of the disease. This resolution is an opportunity to continue to thank this community for their continued advocacy and efforts to ensure that those living with Alzheimer's and their families have the support that they need. Individuals living with Alzheimer's disease and their caregivers need acknowledgement, support, and services to meet their needs over the lengthy progression of Alzheimer's disease and related dementia. And I just want to end, colleagues, with my own personal experience with my father having Alzheimer's. You know, at first it seemed to be mild sorts of things, small things. He was, he's just forgetful. Oh, that's, you know, getting old, those sorts of things, without really understanding it as an illness. And then, of course, it got more serious, and he was no longer able to function, no longer able to swallow, no longer able to walk. He became completely bedridden, and he, when he passed away, he had never, ever had a physical illness in his life, never took a pill for an illness or a disease, but it was Alzheimer's that led him to leave us. So our family understands very well the impact of Alzheimer's can have on an individual and on the whole family. So I respectfully ask for your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator DeRazzo. Discussion and debate, Senator Grove.
Thank you, Madam President. I too rise in support of this resolution, and I appreciate the author bringing forth all the data and information regarding Alzheimer's. It is a horrible disease. And I think back, we lost my mom almost six years ago this December from Alzheimer's. She raised five kids as a single mom. She worked in the sheds. She put herself through school, graduated high school the same time that my brother did. She was 30 years old when she graduated high school. And I think about what my colleague shared about a strong person in your family, like a strong person in your family raising five kids as a single mom, always making sure that we had everything we needed, maybe not everything that we wanted, but everything that we needed, including an abundance amount of love. And she was the person that taught me and gave me the strength, and my daughters the strength that they have. And to have her go to a place where she didn't know anybody, she didn't remember their names, she couldn't breathe, she couldn't, you know, everything declines. Like, your body forgets how to operate. But it starts with It starts with a memory loss of your family members. And I don't know about my colleague from Los Angeles, but the first time I went to my mom's house and knocked on the door, and I said, hey, and she goes, yes, ma'am. Like, how can I help you? I mean, my heart just sank. So it is a very, very difficult disease. I think it's far more difficult for the caregivers than it is the individual, because really the individual doesn't seem to understand. My mom was happy all the way till the day she died. She was happy, she was smiling, and we were heartbroken because of the life that she led and then how she ended up. So I appreciate the advocacy. I appreciate the $25 million that's been raised to be able to do research and development on this horrible disease. And I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Grove. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise as well as somebody who has watched a family member taken by this terrible, stealthy disease. My wife's mother died 2 years ago from Alzheimer's, but the disease took her 12 years ago from us. And they took a woman, as both of my colleagues have mentioned, and their loved ones, who was the heart of their family, who had a joyous, irrepressible nature, ever curious, ever engaged, and stole her from us well before her life ended. We're closer than ever to finding cures and certainly good therapies for Alzheimer's. This research is incredibly important. I commend the author for bringing this resolution forward. I would urge everybody, June 21st, appropriately, called the longest day for somebody, especially their caregivers, who is dealing with Alzheimer's. Every day is that longest day. So if you know somebody who's doing a promotion or honoring a loved one on June 21st, please acknowledge them. It means a great deal. And I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Members, seeing no further discussion or debate, Senator DeRosa, would you like to close?
Thank you for all your support, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator DeRosa. Members, this qualifies for a unanimous roll call. Is there any objection to using a unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 32, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're going to go back to file item 8 and lift the call for absent members. Madam Secretary, when you're ready, please call the absent members.
Allen, Atkins, Bates, Borges, Hurtado, Jones, Limone, Stern, Wojciechowski.
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes 32, no 0 on the urgency. Ayes 32, no 0. The assembly amendments are concurred in. Members, we are now moving to the special consent calendar. Madam Secretary, please read.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 115.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, aye. Atkins, Bates, Becker, aye. Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, aye. Cortese, aye. Daly, aye. Dodd, aye. DeRosa, aye. Eggman, aye. Glazer, aye. Gonzalez, aye. Grove, aye. Hertzberg, aye. Hueso, aye. Hurtado, Jones, Camlogger, aye. Laird, aye. Leyva, aye. Limone, McGuire, aye. Melendez, aye. Min, aye. Newman, aye. Nielsen, aye. Ochoa Bogue, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, Umberg, aye. Wojciechowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk, aye.
Ayes 32, no 0. The consent calendar is adopted. Members, we are now moving to committee announcements. Do we have any committee announcements? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Public Safety will meet in room 112, 20 minutes after adjournment.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. Senator Umberg.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Judiciary Committee will meet in room 1200 in the swing space 20 minutes after it closes session.
Senator Hueso.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee will meet 20 minutes after the adjournment of Senate in room 1200.
Thank you, Senator Hueso. Senator Wiener.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate Housing Committee will meet at 2:50 in 20 minutes in the swing space, room 2200.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Members, we are going back to motions and resolutions. Senator Rubio.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to remove file item 36, AB316, from the inactive file. Thank you.
Thank you. The desk will note. Members, if there is no further business, Senator McGuire, the desk is clear.
Thank you so much, Madam President. And again, thank you all for all the work last week. Really nice job today, Madam President. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We'll reconvene Thursday, bright and early, at 9 a.m.
Thank you, Senator McGuire. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Have a great rest of the day, members.